The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves, and people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in Worthy Bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Well, a good Friday morning to you, Braves fans. This is a trade deadline version of Braves Pregame Daily. Alongside Chris Domino, I'm Kevin McAlpin. And Chris, we'll certainly get into all the trade deadline news and rumors here in just a couple of moments. But before we do, let's talk about the series finale yesterday in New York. Austin Riley stays hot. Another home run from the Braves third baseman yesterday. This is very reminiscent about that stretch that he was on when he first came up to the big leagues. Almost like he's seeing a beach ball right now, isn't it?
Yeah, this is as good as it gets because we've seen it. I had mentioned that his home run streak that he matched from May, he's the only guy in the Braves to actually hit 5 and 7 while he goes deep again, so he's actually topped that. As hot as Freddie's been, as hot as Austin Riley's been, you better be winning baseball games, and you did. Right. You won 3 of the 5. You didn't. Again, you didn't boot it away. You know, 2021 lives on. Now, did it get a little bit more difficult? Yeah, the West Coast teams have decided, as I like to say, to take the seesaw and put the heavy kid on one end, and all of a sudden the other guy's up in the air because they're really, really in going for it this year. We'll talk about the Dodgers and the Padres and something I think about Max Scherzer that might have happened with the he's going to San Diego, but wait, now he's not. The Braves, I don't know what's left. I don't know how many outfield bats there are anymore. If they tell you no on Marte, he gets moved. If they tell you no on Schwarber, he gets moved. Now, all of a sudden, I don't know what's left in terms of outfield talent for a middle-of-the-lineup type bat. It feels like that market absolutely dried up. I don't know if Byron Buxton, I don't know if the deal with Minnesota that they haven't made yet, which I think is going to happen with somebody today. It's a pitcher, Berrios, and maybe Buxton can get done, but it's not a lot of time. I think what happened to the Braves is they got squeezed by the, I don't think I want to do something in the division. I really believe that that mentality still exists for some people, some teams. And I think the Atlanta Braves might have gotten caught up in the idea that you couldn't do a deal with somebody in the East because they didn't want to do a deal with you.
Yeah, and it seems like such an old school mentality, an old school way of thinking about it. If there's a deal to get done and you can get better prospects from a team in your division, I don't know why you just, you know, limit your options and you know, maybe create a bidding war if you carry, you know, yeah, limit how many teams are out there.
You sold it short. It's not old school. It's myopic. It's dumb. It's a bunch of things. Now, I will say on rentals especially, what do you care? As I said with Marte, if you're telling me that Miami said, well, I don't want to do it in the division, why?
Yeah.
He's in all likelihood leaving anyway. Now, the thing that gets really interesting that's not talked about a lot is, if you get a guy, you tender him knowing he's not taking your tender, you can get a pick. That might be part of what you don't want to help a team in the future with, which is another pick. Mm-hmm. But I got to tell you something. By the time those guys matter, you could either be the general manager of a team or you could be fired being a general manager of a team. If I'm looking 4 years down the road, 4 years down the road on a rental that you get a draft pick and maybe there's a guy that's going to help you somewhere down the road and that's going to bite me in the ass, I got to tell you something. I don't know anybody in baseball who's supposed to be thinking 4 years down the road, players included.
Right. Yeah, you got to live in the here and now. And obviously there's teams like the Dodgers and the Padres, and keep an eye on the Giants. And the Yankees have been aggressive here in the last couple of days.
Yankees want to break out a hammer and just try to beat you that way. I don't look, at the end of the day, they're desperate because they think Brian Cashman might actually have to sing for his supper in his exit interview this year. Now what he gets to say is, hey, man, there wasn't a lot of arms that I can get, but I got you a couple of bats. What did Aaron Boone do with it? I'm not saying anybody wants to throw a manager under the bus, but he has set it up to say, well, if Aaron can't handle the staff or, you know, Aaron can't come up with a lineup that wins us games and gets us into the wild card, then I think it sits more on Aaron Boone than Brian Cashman right now after those two deals.
Yeah, and they're loading up, and it's a Yankees team that even a few days ago you and I were talking about on the Ford Leadoff Show. Are they sellers? Do you blow it up? Do you move Aaron Judge? Well, I don't see any of that happening now when you had guys like Gallo and obviously more recently now Rizzo into the mix. That's a team that, like you said, they're going for it. They're going to try to just beat you with offense. I don't know that they have the pitching, but you know, who knows? There's a lot of time to get something done between now and the deadline as well on that front.
They don't have the pitching. Now, I think Berrios is the guy that probably is most available as a starter. Mm-hmm. I don't know, again, if the Yankees have the wherewithal, the prospects or whatever it might take to get him over. But they got beat 14-0 last night.
Yeah.
14-0 by a Tampa team that doesn't line up salary-wise with the New York Yankees, especially the wink-wink new and improved version of their offense. Look, we're spending a lot of time talking about everybody else. The teams that matter to me are the teams in the National League. You know, who I think it's both teams, the Mets and the Braves, have Washington 9 or 10 times apiece. So did you get an advantage that they sold off? Not really, because the Mets get to play them as many times as you do. I was kind of hoping that you had them 9 times. Mets only had them 6 times. You had them 10 times. The Mets only had them 6 times to beat up on this lesser version of Washington. But I think it basically is the same amount of games left throughout the rest of the season. And that is sort of how you have to look at it. Are the Marlins a lesser team now? Yeah, how many times do you get them versus how many times the Mets get them? Or Philadelphia gets them? So those are some of the things that are going to be looked at today when the trade deadline stuff is finally all done and the paperwork goes up to the big office.
And the Mets and the Phillies still relatively quiet, at least to this point, when it comes to the trade deadline. You know New York's going to do something else. I got a feeling after Philly's comeback win yesterday, they're starting to believe that they can make a run at this thing as well. They've got deep pockets. Craig Kimbrel makes a lot of sense for them. So two teams in your division that have been very quiet, I don't expect that to be the case come 4 o'clock this afternoon.
So Chris Bryant is lone man standing. You know, there certainly seems to be a connected dot to the Mets, no doubt about it. Kimbrel to the Phillies. Again, I'm not saying they're the only teams that want him, because the Phillies aren't. Is there something else that can be done by those teams? Sure there is. There's something else out there that I think the Mets and the Phillies. Look, the Mets are beatable.
Yeah.
What it comes down to, we've been saying it now coming into this series, they're beatable. They've got to get better, no doubt about it. But Philadelphia's got to be feeling what the Braves are feeling. If I'm a Philadelphia radio guy today, I'm looking at the Mets going, they're beatable. What are you going to do for me? What are you going to do for me? What's my GM? What's my ownership going to do for me? Because that team in front of us is beatable. The Braves are thinking the same thing. I just think they got stopped on Marte. My guess is they got stopped on Schwarber, because I do think there was probably a possibility that he made sense for this team.
Yeah,
but again, whether it's the division thing or whether it's something else that we don't know about, I do want to mention this about Max Scherzer. People are talking about, well, my God, what happened? It was a done deal in San Diego. No, it's not a done deal until the 10-5 player says it's a done deal. You can have parameters set up for a deal. Here's what I think happened. I think Max Scherzer looked around and said, well, hold on. Trey Turner, you got to get rid of him. I like him. He can play. What's my best chance to win a ring? Let me see if I can get Trey Turner in a deal. And that's not happening in San Diego with Fernando Tatis.
No.
I think what Scherzer did is I think he legally, 10-5 guy, when you have hand, you're going to use it. I think he looked and said, yeah, San Diego's fine. Maybe. What about if the Dodgers get Turner too? And I honestly think the 10-5 guy had hand in this situation and made it a better situation in Los Angeles than he believed it would have been in San Diego.
It's unbelievable.
I love it.
No, I do too. And if you really got to love it, if you're a Dodger fan waking up this morning, knowing the star power you've added, it's crazy to think about what their payroll final numbers are going to look like in Los Angeles. I guess the question I have becomes, and there's got to be a number, there's got to be a study that's been done. How much do you make winning a World Series? Like, what is the we talk about, what's the value of one win? What's the value of, you know, winning a regular season game? I know there's a number somewhere.
Playoff games. Each individual game is dependent upon the building. That's a big building. That's more than $1 million per playoff game. Now, that's not paying the bills.
Right.
You know, making over $1 million in a playoff game is better than not. If you get 10 of those, you get $10 million. That's not paying for some of these guys. That's not a yearly salary for a big-name guy. What there is there's bragging rights. There's, you didn't buy this to be a trophy wife. You bought it to be the hottest trophy wife. Sorry.
Right.
That's what part of it is. And then the other thing is, whether it's sellability, I don't think the Dodgers are selling, but it's sellability of what are your booths cost you? What are your suites cost you? What are your frontline tickets cost? What do you get for signage anywhere around the building? And let's not forget, in some markets more than others, it is you're competing with LeBron James, Anthony Davis, and now Russell Westbrook. You are.
Yeah.
You're competing with a $5 billion building with the Rams. You've been there, I don't want to say the longest, but because it's 58, but it feels like, you know, you've been there the longest. The Rams were gone. The Lakers used to be in Minneapolis. You were a team that hadn't won a World Series since 88. I'm going to give you one other thing that I believe. I believe that they know that last year's World Series equity, no doubt.
Yep.
You don't want to be known as the team that won a World Series after 60 games. You don't.
Right.
It's a lesser World Series. So the Dodgers are out to prove, oh, no. Take that crap right out. Take it off your lips. We're winning the big boy version of the World Series, the 162 and then some, not some goofy version of it. And I think it's ego, and I think it's money, and I think it's the idea that we're competing in L.A. We've got to go do something fairly close to spectacular. Now, I don't know if Scherzer's going to be there at the end of this year. You have Trey Turner. You can trade, by the way. You really could. Now, I don't think you're going to. I think you're going to keep him next year and give him arbitration. But we've seen the Dodgers. It's sort of like a reload. We don't know who it is. I've got pitching coming out my ass because David Price now is part of this conversation too. Right. It's crazy. It's crazy. Yeah. Now, the pressure's on him. It's World Series or bust. There's not a team in baseball. It ain't the Yankees. It ain't Boston. It ain't any of those teams. It's the Dodgers throwing every chip they have into the middle of the table for 2021. I don't know what 2022 is going to be, but they do have a little bit of flexibility because they still have things that other people want.
Yeah. Well, and you're right. They're looking to win the real World Series. And I'm using real as in air quotes where, you know, look, I'm not taking anything away from what anybody, we talked about it all last year. You go out and win a World Series. I don't care if it's a 10-game season. You go out and win the whole thing. That's special. And yeah, it was a 60-game season. I don't think there deserves to be an asterisk or anything next to it that says it was a shortened season. You did what you had to do. You won the whole thing. And that's legit no matter what.
There's a whisper.
I get it. You know, we talked about that. What if the Braves do? What if the Braves win the World Series in this shortened season? Everyone's going to hold that against them. Well, it was only a 60-game season. I don't buy into that narrative whatsoever.
Yeah, no, again, there's a whisper. So, you know, I had an uncle who told me, he was the first one who told me this. Swear to God, I remember it as a kid. Do something once, they can call you lucky. Do it twice, they can't. That's a real thing.
Yeah.
You do it once, you don't have to hide. You're a champion, whatever the conditions were. It was like that stupid narrative, if the Hawks win a championship, this doesn't even count. Put an asterisk. Everybody was hurt. That's absurd. That's ridiculous. But do it once, they can call you lucky. Do it twice, they can't. I think that's the mode the Dodgers are in with enough money to go do it. Now, look, let's be honest. Braves won a game yesterday. You're four out. It's a catchable team. Phillies are not much better than you if they are at all. The Mets are not much better than you if they are at all. Can you get hot? You better win when Austin Riley's playing like this. You better win when Freddie Freeman is hitting like this. You better win when you've got starting pitching going out and doing what some of these guys have done recently. You've won. You just haven't won enough to be a first-place team, to be two out instead of four out. I'm curious today to find out if anything does happen. Is there an opportunity for the Braves to make a move? Again, I don't think there are a lot of outfield bats left unless there's a surprise. We'll see if it happens. Tomorrow, you and I will be discussing, okay, line them up now. Who are you in the division, which is the most important thing? Who are you in the National League if you think you can still win a division? You're in a hole. Dodgers put you in a bigger hole. The Padres, they got another arm. Look, they didn't get Scherzer, but they got a big bullpen arm.
Yep.
So there are things being done on the West Coast that have not really been done. It's a sell in Washington. It's a sell in Chicago. We haven't reaped any of that benefit. Tomorrow we'll have a better opportunity to talk about game tonight against a good team in Milwaukee, plus what happened for the rest of the day leading up to what I think is still a 4 o'clock or a 5 o'clock trade deadline.
Yeah, we'll be on the air shortly after it with the Ford leadoff show, so I'm sure we'll have lots to dissect. I still think, if I'm looking in my crystal ball, the Braves will make at least one move today. Now, will it be the sexy move? I don't think that's going to happen. I could be wrong. And I hope, let's be honest, I hope I'm wrong. I hope there's a big deal to be made that they can bring in, whether it's a starting pitcher or a big solid bullpen arm. Maybe it's an extra bat you can add, whether it's in your lineup every day or just on the bench. I think that's an area that definitely needs some help here in the second half of the season. They're going to make a move or two, in my opinion. But again, I don't know that it's the big move where fans start going, oh, wow, this really put us over the top. It may help you contend for a division. But ultimately, you're in a position right now, Chris, where you're not one or two moves away from being in the same conversation as the Dodgers and the Padres and the Giants and the Yankees and teams like that. But I do think you're in certainly a spot where you make a move or two and you can at least be talking October once again. And that would be refreshing because we haven't really talked a whole lot of potential for the postseason here this season. So I do think that something will happen. I don't know what, but I hope you and I are talking about me being wrong about my prediction coming up on the Ford Leadoff Show today.
Well, we will find out, Kevin. We will find out. And maybe we do it tonight with some Hooters food. Maybe we actually hang around a little bit tonight. I'll watch some baseball with you guys. We'll go over the trade. We'll put our notes together to make sure that the Daily Podcast tomorrow is more together than maybe most days. We do want to thank Hooters. We want to thank Grey Goose. Grey Goose products all across the board. You know them. They're the vodka folks. They've got three infused vodkas with Grey Goose Essence. Make sure you're a part of that. I will tell you a quick story. My daughter, she is allowed to carry a bottle to hand it to an adult. She is doing that today. Her little boyfriend, she's going over to his lake house tonight or this afternoon, and we said, here's what you're going to bring his parents. You got to bring something. I said, so hand it over. Make sure you hand it over. We'll make sure she hands it over. But we got a bottle of Grey Goose going over to his parents as well because it's summertime, it's the lake, it's everything else. You don't want the red wine. You don't want heavy stuff. You want something that's lower in calories, no sugar, no carbs on top of that. That's Grey Goose Essence. And again, Hooters, look, there are calories. I'm not going to lie to you. There's calories in Hooters. There's calories in wings. There's calories in burgers. Calories in some beer. But if you're looking for something this weekend, if you're looking to watch some baseball, if you're looking to watch the Olympics, Hooters has got the Olympics on, by the way, from what I've been told, a whole bunch of TVs. You can catch all of it all weekend long. The NFL season is coming. College football is coming. With all the movement that's being made in college football and the NFL, Hooters will give it to you all Saturday, Sunday, Thursday nights, Monday nights, Sunday nights as well. We just want to thank, again, Hooters and Grey Goose for being a part of this all season long. Kevin, we'll get together tomorrow. We'll do it later today, but we'll find out tomorrow what it is we're really talking about in terms of the power, the balance of power throughout the National League East, throughout the National League, and then throughout baseball. Again, please join us. Hit subscribe. Be a part of it. Braves Daily Podcast on the Braves Radio Network. And don't forget, you can catch Kevin and I in the pregame show tonight. You can catch it on 680 The Fan, the 680 app. And you can catch the baseball as well against the Brewers all weekend long right here with you on Braves Daily.
The winningest team in baseball also has the most saves. And people who save the most money are winners. So start earning saves by investing in worthy bonds for only $10 each. These bonds earn a fixed 7% APY, and there's no fees, penalties, or minimum balance required, and they can be redeemed whenever you like. You can even round up everyday purchases to buy additional bonds. Go to worthybonds.com/save. That's worthybonds.com/save, and save and win.
Hey everybody, Buck Blue here, and as a recent customer of Jim Ellis Automotive and a longtime friend of the Vice President, Stacy Ellis, man, I know Jim Ellis Automotive Group takes pride in being a family-owned and operated business. I saw it firsthand. When Stacy's granddad, Jim Ellis, founded the company back in 71, his goal was to treat every customer like family by offering a car-buying experience that was both easy and fully transparent. And it worked. 50 years later, Stacy's dad, Jimmy Ellis, grew the organization to become Georgia's largest family-owned and operated automotive group. And today, third-generation family members like Stacy, along with more than 1,700 dedicated team members, are working hard to uphold the values Jim Ellis Automotive was founded on. And that's why Jim Ellis has been around for over 50 years. Enjoy the advantages of buying your next vehicle from a family-owned and operated dealership. Visit jimellis.com or stop by any of their 20 dealerships located throughout Metro Atlanta. Jim Ellis Automotive, where you can always expect the best.
Spring is here and baseball is back.
You can't forget the Derby. I love the hats. Do you have yours yet?
My hat? I treated myself to a whole outfit.
If you want to be able to treat yourself, then you should check out the Nest Savings Account at LGE Community Credit Union, where they want you to reach your savings goals faster.
Take it from a pair of 680 The Fan wives. Head to lgeccu.org to find out what makes their team number one in Georgia.